AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police in Copenhagen say a man killed by police in a shootout at a train station in the Danish capital is believed to be the gunman behind two separate shootings that left two people dead and five police officers wounded. The Danish capital is on edge, but a police spokesman says the city is not on lockdown.
The status in Copenhagen for now is that, of course, there's been roadblocks around these crime scenes. It's not a question of a general curfew. People are allowed to travel around Copenhagen safely.
The White House will host a summit on anti-extremism efforts this week.
Prosecutors and civic leaders from several U.S. cities will convene at a White House summit Wednesday to talk about ways of countering violent extremism. One goal is to share ideas on how to shut off terror recruiting pipelines that have sent Western fighters to conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. The U.S. attorney's offices from Minnesota, Los Angeles, and Boston will talk about the progress of pilot programs in those cities to stem the causes of radicalization, especially in their immigrant populations, in hopes of breaking the recruiting cycle. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A winter storm, the fourth in the past month, is going to make life miserable from Massachusetts to Maine. More than a foot of snow is forecast to fall along the coast of Massachusetts, 2 feet in Maine. Once the snow stops falling, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is urging residents to check the roofs on their homes and businesses.
I know that sounds like a pretty unusual request, but we have seen a significant increase in the number of roofs, both commercial and residential, that have been collapsing. And as the snow totals start to get up to 8 feet over the course of the past 2.5, almost 3 weeks here in eastern Massachusetts, this becomes a significant concern.
A ceasefire is in effect in Ukraine. This is AP Radio News. There's the iPhone and the iPad. So how about an iCar?
According to the Wall Street Journal, Apple has hired hundreds of people to work on a secret project, codenamed Titan, to develop an electric vehicle. The newspaper cites people familiar with the project who spoke under condition of anonymity. An Apple spokesman declined to comment. The paper says that the vehicle will resemble a minivan and that it would be branded as an Apple product. Julie Walker, New York.
More than 3,000 Teamsters have gone on strike at the Canadian Pacific Railway after contract talks failed to reach an agreement before the midnight deadline. It's not clear how rail service might be affected. A building under construction in a northern Indian town collapsed overnight, killing 13 members of a family of weavers who were sleeping on the ground floor. Two of the dead were children. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.